Podcast.
Are we saying podcast?
Welcome back, everybody, and here we are again with a new episode of Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual, your favorite podcast when your favorite podcast is down.
Oh, I like that one. That's a good one.
I like that.
It's like your favorite podcast hasn't like refreshed.
Yeah. It's like, their new episode's not going to post for another 4 days, so you might as well listen to ours.
Might as well.
I'll take it.
And this is Harold with the awesome introduction.
This is Dennis, where I'm surprised that Harold is actually leading this whole thing.
I know. Well, this is Lewis.
Yeah, sorry. Before we actually started recording, I got confused by our surroundings here, because apparently it's dark and I saw something move in the corner of my eye.
It's called a shadow.
Yes. I forget that your head is creating a shadow right now. And I'm just like, not talking about that head either. But yeah. So, it's
now
been...
Now that we have our pants back on.
Yeah. You mean back. They're never on in the first place.
You're ruining the surprise.
this is our first ever visual podcast. So if you have a tablet, then it might be too big of a screen.
And I think it's a little too cold.
But if you got a regular iPhone, like an iPhone 3, then you're fine.
Put it next to your face right now.
You'll hear it better if you put it upside down. We start our podcast usually with a little bit of news. No, that's lose news. Sorry. So today we're actually going to start off with Lewis here. He's been talking about finally getting to try a brand new video game.
Yeah.
And he has actual opinions on it, and I have opinions about his opinion.
Okay, there you go.
I like how that works.
We should have a podcast about it.
Yeah.
It sounds like internet, peak internet. Yeah, so this...
click-worthy is my question.
Yes, is it clickbait? Some kind of bait.
Me yelling about his son? Totally.
Okay.
Talking trash about the next generation.
Take that 10-year-old.
Yeah, that'll learn you for trying new things.
For this month, the newest Xbox exclusive game came out, Gears of War 5 of the... pretty solid franchise. I mean, I think for all the Microsoft or Xbox franchises, it's up there with Halo, I'd argue. I mean, in recognition.
How dare you?
At least in recognition. Because, okay. I mean, unfortunately, unlike the PlayStation, there's not a lot of, like, Xbox exclusives anymore. Yeah. So, I think, you know, these shooters are basically what the Xbox relies on. So, anyway, I've had the chance to play the game. Full disclosure, I did not buy it. It actually came up on my Xbox store as part of my subscription my son is an avid gamer, so we do have the Xbox Live Gold version, I believe, so he's able to play Fortnite with his friends or pick up NBA 2K with total strangers. So it's a fun game. Let's start off graphically. Gears of War, a lot of fun. I've only really played the campaign for, I want to say, an hour on at least on the clock. Actual time is more than that because obviously with load screens they don't add those. But I played about a couple days worth of Gears of War 5. I want to say really enjoyable actually. So full disclosure, I've never actually played the original series. Not to play the smallest violin, but when my little guy was growing up, I never got a chance to play a lot of these video games because I was busy trying to raise them. Weird. I guess in scheme of things, I did kind of miss out on that. But, you know, that's the beauty of these new consoles nowadays is they have a pretty solid backwards library, so you can play some of the older games. But that's neither here nor there. Gameplay-wise, lots of fun, very graphic. So I do have to warn, parents or adults with younger kids in their home, maybe turn the volume down because every so often it's like an F-bomb and an S-bomb. It is a rated M game. So, I played it the other night, like I said, and even my wife had to like say, what are you playing? And I was like, my bad. So I muted it. I still played. But, just be careful with that. It is gory. You know, the legendary Lancer or the basically the gun with the chainsaw on it is back. It's still there. It is like... It's the trademark of the franchise at this point. Besides crashing behind walls, that's the other trademark of this franchise is
throwing blind grenades.
Yeah, and chainsawing your bad guys. So yeah, it's
which I would think would be in your son's wheelhouse.
Yeah, chainsawing stuff or
just can't be blind. No, because you need too many grenades.
Too many button pushes. It's like A to jump over, B to crash. Anyway, I like it. I'm looking. I haven't played the multiplayer yet because, as we've established in many of these episodes, I'm garbage in versus games. So I would, if any team was to pick me up, I am sorry ahead of time. So I don't even play that campaign. Like I said, lots of fun. Apparently, it's one of the longest campaigns ever. So it's I think it clocks in about like I don't know. 10 hours or so worth of campaign. I mean, it's not an RPG, so I think in the scheme of like FPS first person shooters, I guess it's long. So I don't know. You guys are looking like I don't know. Like I said,
Dennis, how many hours have you put into Destiny,
dude?
Is there a campaign in Destiny there's a campaign. Okay,
yeah, there
Dennis
is.
Dennis actually plays exclusively the campaign.
I know, yeah,
because he's afraid of people like me yelling at him
because I suck.
It's garbage.
Wait, my real quick question: when you play, just in general, when you or your son play games online, are you communicating with other people?
No, actually. So I'm pretty strict about he can only talk to people I know. So he does have a short list of friends that I know, like his classmates or his basketball teammates. So I know I monitor those. If I hear or if I see the little notification on screen that it's some stranger or somebody or a username that I don't recognize, I call him out on it. And he does, you know, he respects that and he doesn't talk to those strangers or he doesn't add them. I mean, in the, you know, when you play those multiplayer, you know, those open world shooter games like Apex or Fortnite, you can't help but tag up with some random people. But, you know, when it's extensive communication, I tell not to.
Okay. I was just wondering if he's one of those kids that talks trash over.
Oh, no. Thankfully not. No. I do listen to him. Like, you've been to my house. It's not a big house, so I can hear him.
He may talk trash to me. That's different.
Yeah. But the day you get an Xbox, it'll be a wonderful day.
So, is there a multiplayer, like split screen type thing, because I think it would be awesome to play, see
split screen. Get out of here, Grandpa. Was
it? Was gonna have
was this GoldenEye
individual screens?
Excuse me, Grandpa. I actually bought a new game, and ooh, it has split screen.
Oh, it does. Okay, yeah. Well, there you go.
And that new game is?
And that new game is Borderlands 3.
Nice.
Uh-huh. And it just so happens that your new game is a shooter. My new game is a shooter, and just like you, I'm realizing just how much a trash I am. Like, and this is the weird thing. I was looking forward to Borderlands 3 because I've always thought I was a badass in like the first two games.
Okay.
Like as Harold pointed out, I just do the player versus the game.
Yeah, the campaign, right?
Yeah, I don't do P versus P, but I think PvP or whatever.
PvP. As long as you don't cross the streams, you know, you can PvP all day.
But yeah, so I love playing the campaigns. It's something, you know, and I remember playing Borderlands 2. I know for a fact that I replayed all three campaigns because you have three different the three different characters who have different abilities. Since I got the season pass, that means I actually played five times because there was five total characters. So I was looking forward to this game, and I have to tell you, I have no idea why. But I am sucking right now, dude. Like I just finished like the first big campaign, and at first I was like, no. The reason why I'm sucking right now is because I don't have good guns yet. I don't have.
That's always my
excuse.
I only have one green, you know, one green weapon so far. That's it. And then I was like, oh, this is the first boss. Oh crap! I'm dying. where's my legendary? You know, so I think I've come to the conclusion that the reason why I was being a badass before was I had already gotten the legendaries.
I still think it's I don't know. It makes me laugh still that I talk so much trash about, you know, you guys not being really good at first person shooters, and me who claims to be pretty good. Not yet to invest in any of those things because I keep buying these stupid little classic
retro
things,
yeah.
These little retro things, which you'll be seeing on one of our pages in the near future.
Yeah, and I think it would be interesting if Harold actually finally plays because
a current gen.
A current gen. Because we did see Harold play, what game was that?
It was Apex Legends.
And, not bad though, right?
And Harold kind of sucked.
What are you talking about? That's like,
was it
five
great?
It was great. Like, 5 minutes of tutorial?
But basically what Harold was doing is what I'm doing in Borderlands 3.
But with hours of practice.
No.
I had a 5 minute tutorial and your son was no help. He was just like, yeah, go over there. I was like, can I just shoot people? I just want to shoot people. I mean, in context of video games, nothing else. We don't need to talk about that kind of like stuff. But yeah.
Yeah, Borderlands 3, great game. You have to pay for it though, Louis.
Oh, boo.
It's interesting.
I'm out.
It's interesting you're talking about the gore and all those things. Like, I honestly can't play the game with my daughter around.
Okay.
Definitely. But there was one night where I was playing and my wife was like, "What are you playing?" Because it was like just potty mouth. They're talking about Viscera. They're talking about
nice.
You know, they're talking about, you know, doing different things to different orifices. I'm like, ooh, okay, this is great. But it's a great game. So
see,
I suck at it, but it's a great game.
My best thing was being on the headset talking to people and listening to all the racist trash that would come my way, and then being like, oh yeah. Well, I'm 35 years old, and I will kill you in real life. And then it's just like, dude, is that really? Is that something to be proud of? Like, I also tell a little child, like, oh yeah. Well,
for a second there, I thought that was Harold.
I know. No, that's me. That's me saying that.
Oh, okay.
That was me saying that.
Oh, okay.
That's why. It's unfortunate.
Okay, things got out a little awkward here.
Like, I will say one of the worst, besides the one time at Christmas where I was at a poker table with six saddest people, and going like, hey, it's midnight. Merry Christmas, everybody, and no one saying anything to me.
Oh.
That was my saddest Christmas. My second saddest was playing Halo and then being like, Merry Christmas! And I'm like, who's saying that? And they're like, everybody here online. I was like, oh, this is... I was like, my family didn't even say, oh, this is so terrible. I was like, I don't want my first Christmas wish to be from some losers.
You know you're always invited to our house, right?
No, but like, it was one of those times...
It's not like you live far away.
It was like one of those... This was like in when we were younger.
I only have a needler. I can't go.
Yeah, no, I'll dominate with a needler. I don't know.
Really?
Okay, yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah, no, just with
needler,
the needler.
I barely even know her. Okay,
needler, you're damn right I did.
Well, throw back to the last episode. Me and the only thing you need is a shield bashing you.
Yeah, see? Tell me, guys. Any other video game stuff you guys have been into?
Lewis, I think you mentioned that you bought something.
I know. It's great how they sucker us in.
Subscriptions.
What? That's how they sucker me in. I can't do the big, you know, one-time $50 investment. Like, if they get me like, it's only $10. Like, yeah, sure. And then
how they get you.
Yeah.
Increments.
I check my bank account. I've got like, I've lost like $100 in subscriptions. Like, dang it. But anyway, on that note, I did get the Nintendo Online subscription, so I'm good for a year for, I think it was $20, which was, I felt it was a steal. So, you know, I don't take advantage of all the online capabilities for the Nintendo Switch because, like we mentioned, I'm garbage. But they do, you know, this month they debuted the SNES library.
What games are out?
They have Super Mario World, they have Yoshi's Island, which were a lot of fun. They have Super Metroid. They also have Legend of Zelda.
Link's Awakening?
No, not Link's Awakening. It was
Link to the Past.
Yes, Link to the Past. And then a handful of others. They have F-Zero, and then they have Super Mario Kart. I think if anything, it actually looks a lot like the SNES Classic that came out last year, with the exception of I think it doesn't have Star Fox, and it doesn't have Street Fighter. But otherwise, it has a pretty solid library. And just like I realize I'm garbage with current gen, I'm also garbage with older gen. So,
do you get to download it on, or do you? It's something where you have to be online.
Actually, thankfully, no. I did try that. So, you know, I take the train to work. So, no, you don't have to be online. So, once you download the app or once you download the game, the library is there for you to turn on and go from there all the time. So, it's kind of cool. I like that a lot. So, like I said, great investment because I'm cheap. $20 for the next year to kind of play old school games. Maybe for Christmas or if I want to treat myself. I think Nintendo released the new wireless or the Bluetooth SNES controller. I might pick that up just to kind of play around with it, but we'll see.
I really thought he was going to say that he was going to buy a new, the new Switch.
Oh,
the handheld Switch, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I as someone who's obviously an old school gamer, and you're playing the older games on the newer system, does that joystick ever feel like it's going to break off?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I love the Switch for its portability and, like, how high def, at least Breath of the Wild is. But the controllers are super flimsy. Like, I it really feels weird to me. Because, so when I take it on the commute, it's in that little portable mode where you have the Joy-Cons attached to the screen. And, like, whenever you press a button or whenever you do a lot of the motion controls, it feels super flimsy. I think that's the one thing, I guess, that the new Switch Lite is offering, is because it's one unit, or it's one big, you know, it's basically one big old DS or 1S, whatever. It's like, you know, it's portable, and all the buttons and everything doesn't come apart. So, yeah, maybe I'll look at it, but probably not.
Okay. Great discussion, guys. Glad to know that everybody else is moving on with video games except for me, the guy who spent pretty much his whole life playing video games. So, I actually have an interesting topic for today.
That's first.
I know, it's surprising because I never come up with any of the ideas for these podcasts, guys. None of them. But actually, this is kind of...
I don't know if he's being sarcastic or not.
I don't know.
I'm half and half, guys. But Lewis actually helped me with this idea. He said he had listened to another podcast from a guy...
Trader, I'm sorry.
Who is a wrestling fan... but be a Boston Celtics fan, so that's why I do not listen to him or subscribe to his website. So I'll ignore the fact that that guy ever exists.
Yeah.
But he had a, like we do, you know, you guys have heard, we've done a couple of brackets, a couple of tournaments back here, you know, trying to determine, A, who's the best Laker, you know, what's the funniest movie of all time, right. You know, what's the best Thanksgiving dish, stuff like that. So... Lewis,
I love how varied our
brand. Yeah, that's how we roll.
Disney.
Exactly, and the Disney
and the
movies.
Pixar movie,
you know?
And the Disney Pixar movies.
And Lewis heard the guy, and he had a discussion about who the best action hero is.
Right.
And I was like, that shouldn't matter to anyone at all, because there's only three answers that are ever going to be correct.
Dylan.
Yeah, Dylan.
Dylan.
It's going to be Arnold, Sly. And maybe Van Damme.
Yeah.
You know? And then I was thinking Keanu, because... You know,
I was thinking Jackie Chan, dude, but all right.
Oh, yeah, that too, but, you know.
This is so disgusting right now.
I know.
But no matter what, who's winning in the end? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold or Sly. It's a two-way tie of like, yeah.
Okay, there's two against one. You're never going
to
win.
What happened to, what's his name?
Chuck Norris?
No. Wow, why can't...
Tom Cruise?
Maybe this is why.
Exactly.
The guy who did Die Hard.
Bruce Willis. He only did Die Hard.
All three, four, five of them.
That's why when I was looking at it, I was like, he's done Die Hard and he's done Red.
Well, so basically you're saying he did Die Hard.
Yeah, he's done.
Oh, the joke went full circle. That's it, folks. Good night.
We're out of here.
Do, do, do. See the music.
Okay, so see, that's why. You know, Bruce Willis is... No, but,
Excuse me, Armageddon. The only thing I'm going to tell you.
Armageddon.
Armageddon.
That's, I don't know. But with that in mind, I decided let's go kind of the opposite of the action star, and let's go with...
Oh, by the way, I totally forgot what we were going to do, and I really thought this is the topic. I was like... I'm not ready for
action stars.
I'm not ready to defend Bruce Willis.
It's going to be even worse.
I need a little bit more.
Because actually, if there's one thing that we've learned, it's that more than action movies, Dennis loves romantic and comedies.
Romantic and comedies.
Romantics.
So romantic comedies or just romantic movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Harold came from the Philippines.
Yes, I did.
Straight
apparently
from
I did. So the bracket that I've made today is some of our favorite actors in their most romantic roles.
Nice. Okay. All right.
And
I'm
before...
Excited.
And is Bruce Willis...
No, unfortunately. Oh, but there's different people on here.
Sir, Armageddon.
There is a guy from Armageddon on there. And you'll figure it out.
Okay.
because
Ving Rhames.
Ving Rhames is
wrong guy. I mean, the other guy.
It's racist.
I'm sorry.
Shut up, Lewis.
Yeah.
But so we're gonna go
I
with.
I have so many babies. That guy.
Yeah, that guy. So originally, I had asked these guys to give me some, you know, some movies, and they were actually just naming characters in movies. And then for a second,
wait, I thought that's what we were supposed to do.
No, I've changed it just a little bit because of the discussion that he actually had, where we would talk about an actor, and he'd say, "I can't remember which role he's better in."
Oh yeah.
And then Dennis was mentioning one of the guys where he's like, he was mentioning Heath Ledger, and he said, "I don't know if he's better in A Knight's Tale, or if he's better in 10 Things I Hate About You." So we're going with the actual actors now.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So the brackets, as usual for me, are random, kind of, sort of. And we're going to go to find out who is the greatest romantic actor of our generation. Sorry that I didn't include some of your suggestions before, just because it'll make sense a little bit later.
Okay, that's fine.
Lewis has mentioned prior to this, he was talking about Henry Golding in Crazy Rich Asians. But for me, that's all he has.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
he can't compete with the other people. And sadly, so is Cary Grant, because he was mostly in dramatic and suspense movies. But well noted.
So mad right now.
No, well noted.
I love the fact that those are two extremes.
I know. Yeah. Henry Golding, new guy. Cary Grant,
old guy.
Really North old. By Northwest. All right. So this is going to go to you guys, and I guess I will be the tiebreaker. So the...
And do we discuss?
We can discuss.
Okay, just checking.
All right, here we go. We have to discuss.
Because, you know, podcast.
Yeah, that's what we do. We can't just go answer and then that's it. We're done. All right. So, Tom Hanks.
Wait. Do I know all of these?
You have to know everyone.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you know. If not, I put examples next to their names.
Okay.
So, Tom Hanks. Some examples. Obviously, one of Dennis's favorites, Sleepless in Seattle. One of my favorites, You Got Mail. Another one of my favorites,
Castaway.
The term, he loved Wilson a lot.
A lot of days, dude. A lot of days by himself, man.
All right, so Tom Hanks.
Okay.
Against Patrick Dempsey, also known as McLovin.
Underrated. Oh,
not McLovin, sorry.
McLovin.
Was it McDreamy?
I think so. I don't know.
But he was also in Enchanted.
And
Can't Buy Me Love.
And
he was also in Loverboy.
Am I thinking of the wrong person? Is he Topic guy?
No. That's what's his name? I can't remember his name.
I thought it was Dempsey. Oh wait, I think that's the character's name.
That's the character's name.
Okay, never mind.
No. Patrick Dempsey from, you know, those movies.
Repeat those movies again.
He was the male lead in Enchanted.
He wasn't the Ditzy Prince, but he was the guy on
Earth. He was not James Marsden.
Poor James Marsden. Is James Marsden here?
No, he gets
nothing. Because he's always the second guy.
Yeah, that guy never wins at anything. But yeah. And then he was in Can't Buy Me Love.
Okay.
You know, he's also in Grey's Anatomy.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Super underrated. This is a tough bracket otherwise, but I think Tom Hanks just wins by strength of the movies and how... how definitive he was as, like, he wasn't classically handsome. No offense, Tom Hanks, if you're listening, or, you know, Tom Hanks' kids.
He's like, damn it! Like,
who are these a-holes in the valley?
I'm gonna get you. They say me, the most popular actor in the world, is not attractive.
Everything that I've done in my life ruined because
up until of that podcast. One comment. Some son of a.
Those Oscars don't count. But, you know, he's just so.
Yesterday it was reported that Tom Hanks had.
It's quit
gone
Hollywood.
Off the rails.
He decided to quit Hollywood
from one internet comment.
But you know, I think I'd have to give it to Tom. Tomothy. I'd have to give it to Tom Hanks because of the strength of his movies alone, how classic he is in those roles.
Yeah. If he was the guy from Cutting Edge, Tom Hanks would have had competition, but Tom Hanks.
I can't remember his name. It's BD something. DB Sweeney.
Okay.
BD Sweeney is the guy. I said BD.
I have to find out if it actually is Dempsey. Hold on. Go ahead. With the next bracket.
Okay, next bracket. Some of you guys, I think this is a fun one for both of you. Bill Murray.
Okay.
Who is, as Dennis mentioned, Groundhog Day. Also awesome in Lost in Translation.
Yeah.
Scrooge.
Yeah, he totally loved that girl.
That was like,
I can't remember.
The Ghost of Christmas Past.
Yes, that too. Against, you're going to like this one, Ryan Gosling.
Oh.
Star of The Notebook.
The Goose.
Crazy Stupid Love. And lots of other movies starring Ryan Gosling.
So, sorry, I'm having one of those moments. Ryan Gosling and who?
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. Okay.
As romantic
lead. A romantic lead.
Don't take into account anything else but seeing them
as a Ghostbusters. Romantic lead.
Yeah, exactly.
He was a romantic lead in Ghostbusters, though.
Yeah, he was.
Especially in Ghostbusters 2.
Trying to get dirty with Zool.
Yeah.
There was no Dana anymore.
No, but in Ghostbusters 2, he was being charming and trying to...
Save Oscar?
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. Let's see. If that's tough because I love my Murray, Bilford Murray was really is a prolific actor. If I were to just use something like Groundhog Day, and I think the one thing that I would ding him for is that because of the characters that he play, you never really see, especially Groundhog Day. You know, he's not really a For two-thirds of the movie, it wasn't really a lover, you know, or anything like that. It was actually the opposite. It was, ooh, what can I do to try to score with this chick?
Yeah, he was a jerk.
It wasn't until the very end where things kind of changed for him. So I will, unfortunately, although I love my Bilford, we are going to Ryan Lee Gifford, whatever his name is. Gosling.
The baby goose, yes. Lou?
I'm not going to wax poetic like Dennis did because I stand the goose. So, okay. Ryan Gosling all the way.
I get to write RG. All
right. Baby goose.
Ryan Reynolds, star of The Proposal, Definitely Maybe, and Deadpool, which are
romantic.
Yeah. Against Ben Affleck from Chasing Amy, He's Just Not That Into You, Jersey Girl, and some other stuff.
Jersey Girl.
And Armageddon.
Jersey Girl.
Wow.
That's right, Jersey Girl, which is a great movie.
It's a great movie. And you have both movies, you have Liv Tyler.
Yeah, I was going to say. I think that's chemistry right there.
That's like the Drew Barrymore of a...
Yeah. Him and Adam
Sandler. Works. Wow, right? Okay, Ryan Reynolds versus... Huh. Now, I like Ben Affleck. I think I like Ben Affleck on this one. I don't think, unfortunately, my Ryan Reynolds rom-coms is kind of on shallow end. I haven't seen a lot. I think I saw the one with him and Lady from Speed. Why can't I think right now?
Sandra Bullock.
No,
The Proposal.
The Proposal, right.
Yes.
It was fine. I thought it was more of a comedy than it was a romance. So I think I'll have to give it to Ben Affleck. Because even... as schlocky as Armageddon was, the romance subplot with him and Liv Tyler worked for me. And not to mention, yeah, Jersey Girl was fine. There's another movie. Gone Girl. Not really a romance.
That's why I took it off the list. Because Gone Girl should be nowhere near romantic.
Not romantic at all.
It's the
do we sound Geely?
I know. Yeah, well, I haven't seen the whole movie. I've just seen
Jennifer
of it,
Lopez.
I know. That's the thing. So I think I'll go with Ben Affleck on this one.
So I agree. Benford is the one I would choose. Just because, again, I agree with Lewis over here.
Yay.
When we're talking about romantic leads, like his movies was really the romantic leads.
Mm-hmm.
And although I love me my Benford in Armageddon, I think for me the thing that kind of puts him over would be Jersey Girl.
Right.
Jersey Girl, he was able to show a lot of not variety, but a lot of emotions that we have. We not only was he with Ford Liv Tyler, but you can kind of see the whole daddy daughter dynamic, which sounds kind of weird that way. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So really a lot of emotion. So I would go with.
Benford.
The guy's name is Dorsey, by the way.
Oh, Douglas Dorsey.
Douglas Dorsey.
I was like, Dempsey?
Close enough.
All right, so we have Ben Affleck taking that one.
Yep.
Next we have the Battle of the H's. Heath Ledger. Knight's Tale and 10 Things.
Oh, no. Okay.
You know another great actor that starts with the letter H?
Harrison Ford?
No.
Oh.
He has starred in a lot of romantic comedies.
And your Golding.
Hugh Grant.
Oh no! Hugh Grant. Who has great initials, by the way. Hugh Grant.
Yeah. That's a superhero name right there. That's Captain Britain right there. Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant. Look at the pain on Dennis's face.
Oh my god. Let's see. My best friend's wedding is.
No, that's
oh, thank God.
That's the
word. Okay, made things a lot easier.
But
okay.
Hugh Grant is Notting Hill.
Notting Hill, yes.
Love Actually. He's the Prime Minister in Love Actually.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Bridget Jones's Diary.
But for some reason, I really thought that he was the guy from
Oh, what's his name? Rupert? Something.
Okay, another Rupert British Murdoch. Guy. So, yeah. Because of that, no.
Yeah, Rupert Murdoch.
automatically going to Heath Ledger. I thought that the 10 things I hate about you, at first I thought it was a stupid movie. Like, oh my God, another teen rom-com type thing. And then when I watched it, it reminded me of like an old 80s, like, romantic comedy type thing.
Yeah.
And so, with that, and then you have the action hero / lover boy in Knight's Tale. I think I would go if it was my best friend's wedding, dude. Then it would have been different. But yes, definitely Hugh Grant.
Heath Ledger. Heath Grant. Hugh Ledger. Hugh Jess.
not just to be contrarian, but I do love Hugh Grant. Like how he not reintroduced, because I guess it is an older trope of the whole bumbling British guy. He made it kind of super endearing.
It's called British.
Just British, period.
He's basically Mr. Bean with a better face.
Handsomer. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Oh, that's going to ruin that for the rest of you guys.
I thought getting caught with the hooker was bad for him, but this is worse.
It's Mr. Bean with a mask, bro.
So, oh, man.
I have Mr. Bean on you?
Had to make room for Hugh Grant. You can only have one British guy in your brackets, dude. I like Knight's Tale, but I don't think it was more of a... Actually, no. Shoot, I'm all over the place. What's the lady... Shannon Sossaman. So, super underrated. What's happened to her? Because, like, I loved her in that role. I wish she had more work.
She did Rules of Attraction.
Okay. She had like a good run of like
that was it.
One or two
and movies. Then another, and it was a horror movie after that, and then she just stopped.
Oh,
but she's part Pinay, I think.
Yeah, I think that's one of those like my mom said, like, oh, yeah, I heard from this guy. So I really liked her, but I really wish that she had more work, and maybe, I don't know, she's against the industry. But anyway, I love Knight's Tale, lots of fun, but I think Notting Hill was just such a better romance. With Julia Roberts playing, the celebrity, and like I said, Hugh Grant is a bumbling British librarian or bookstore creator, whatever he was. I like Hugh Grant. I think he wins this one out.
Oh, first,
yeah,
oh,
so first tiebreaker.
Here we go.
Let's go to Harold.
While Harold is debating this, when did the whole Hugh Grant controversy happen?
1994. 93 or 94.
Do you remember he had a show called a movie called I'm Still Here?
Oh, really?
When it showed, I was like, oh, that's kind of appropriate.
I just remember him going on a Jay Leno show and being like, yeah, I got caught.
When the apology, quote-unquote apology.
But then that was the same year that Four Weddings and a Funeral came out, which is bad timing.
He wasn't the one with the mouse, right?
That's Richard Gere.
That was Richard Gere.
Who I had to take off his list because of the mouse.
Yeah, okay, just checking.
I was going to include him, but...
Is that one of those urban legends, or is that actual?
It's a gerbil thing, but it's...
Yeah. It's a small rodent.
Like, really quickly, the reason I took him off of the thing is because he is a romantic lead in both Pretty Woman and, like, Runaway Bride and, like, Chicago and everything, but he's not the lead. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you're right.
The whole story of Pretty Woman is not about Richard Gere.
It's about
Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
And same thing in Runaway Bride.
So yeah.
That's why... Sorry, Richard Gere, but... We had to take you off. Sorry, bro.
Are you listening?
But,
sorry to the gerbil.
Yeah. You're welcome, gerbil.
Be free.
if you're happy in there, knock once.
Well, it turns out that the gerbil had a different had another show, right?
Which one?
He was Lemmy Winks for South Park.
Yes. That's where they found him, right? And Mr. Slave. All right, speaking of Mr. Slave. I'm just kidding. So, Tribbles, friend or fool?
You find out on our next bracket.
Find out on our Patreon.
Yeah. If you subscribe to the Patreon, guess who likes Gerbils?
The answer might surprise you, but it's Dennis.
Turns out, Richard Gere.
Okay.
Turns out, Richard Gere is replacing Hit Lewis.
Richard Gere's Gerbil is replacing...
Oh, God, what a demotion.
He's got a lot of substance in his conversation. Oh, man.
And much better at first-person shooters.
Obviously, he can go down the
camera. Oh, no! He can no-scope that.
He's not camping because he's moving all the time. Oh!
Wow. And we have just lost our purpose in this.
You gotta catch the flag, guys.
You gotta plant it afterwards to your necks.
Sometimes you gotta defuse that bomb.
There has to be a D-dust joke somewhere.
There's gotta be. I just don't know what it is. Someone's D-dust. The Gerbils.
Alright, so Hugh Grant.
Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger.
In terms of, like, romance things, I gotta go Hugh Grant.
I see what you...
You know what I mean?
I mean, see where you're coming
Night's
from.
Tale is a great action and romantic movie. And obviously, 10 Things I Hate About You, we talked about that till death. Great movie. But the consistency of actually having Hugh Grant always having to play the romantic lead in almost every movie, it's like, you know, there's people typecast for a reason. It's because he has that weird British charm, like Mr.
With better face.
Slightly better face.
Slightly.
Yeah. So,
sorry, Mr. Bean.
Sorry, Heath Ledger.
Sorry, Ghost of Heath Ledger.
This is your downfall, was losing to Hugh Grant. All right, this is kind of an easy one, sort of not really, but John Travolta from Grease.
Mm-hmm.
Look who's talking. Look who's talking to. Look who's talking now. That's all I could come up with. Saturday Night Fever. You know John Travolta.
Yes.
Okay. Against Adam Sandler.
Oh. Unfortunately, I think Saturday Night, whatever.
Fever?
Fever, yeah. And Grease were before my time, so I'm...
Grease is before your time?
Well, you know.
Obviously,
yeah,
it's the 50s.
Because, yeah, like... Because Adam Sandler, movies, like, we can actually go to buy tickets and watch in the theater. So, I'm going to have to go with the Sandman on this one. I know him well enough to call him Sandman. Okay. We like that.
Adamantium Sandman.
Sorry.
I have to tell you, I'm kind of torn.
Really?
I am kind of torn.
I thought you were the Adam Sandler stand.
I am. But just because, first and foremost, I don't want to, I don't want the Scientologists to get angry at me.
They can find you. You can find your VPN.
You know, I my OT level is pretty high, I think. But... Sorry to any Scientologist that is listening to this podcast.
Yeah, listen to everything, guys. Come on.
May Chulu be with you or whatever.
Wow. There we go.
May the Cholo be with you.
We just lost the Scientology
demographic.
And the Cholo one apparently too. Sorry.
I really do love... I, for some reason, him and Christy Alley, right? Him and Christy Alley really had such a great chemistry.
Yeah, dude.
You know?
Babies? Oh, no, never mind. There weren't the babies in that one.
No, okay. They were.
What movie was I watching? Never mind.
Bruce Willis.
he reminded me, at least there, he reminded me of... kind of like a Hugh Grant type thing, where he had the charm, he had like that innocence, I guess you could call it. But I think if we're going again, where you're saying it's the romantic thing, even though Sandler, a lot of it was comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Even his comedy, the ones that you kind of mentioned, you just really, there was heart into it. So I'm going to have to go with the adamantium over there.
All right. Adamantium Sandler. takes out John Travolta, apparently, because I can't spell. Sorry.
That's another Italian. I was typing
on Excel. It's difficult. Leonardo DiCaprio. Leonardo DiCaprio.
From The Island.
Star of The Island.
And The Beach.
No, Star of The Beach. The Island was Ewan McGregor. Okay. And Scarlett Johansson.
The only thing I remember is him on the island, on the beach, like, punching.
Yes.
The only thing I remember. Near the beach.
But he was also in some indie film called Romeo and Juliet. And then another indie film called Titanic.
Titanic.
Leonardo DiCaprio versus...
Who's the girl in Romeo and Juliet?
That would be...
Julia Stiles.
No,
Julia Stiles.
What is her name again? Exactly. The girl from...
I see her face. She was in...
My so-called teenage life.
I thought she was great.
Yeah.
Claire Danes.
Claire Danes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Claire Danes.
Who's he up against?
He's up against Cary Elwes.
Oh, why would you do that?
Star of The Princess Bride and Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Yeah, you just Princess Bride, man. That's it. That's
the goat. Forgetting how good he was.
That's the goat. In Liar Liar?
In Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Oh, yeah. It's a great romantic
movie. Yeah, in Liar Liar, too. It's the claw! Stupid Jerry.
Oh, man. I liked Romeo and Juliet. I think, I don't know, I'm a little, whatever. I think it was required watching for high school back then.
Because it was also, around the same time that was required reading.
Yeah, all of us were like,
we'll just watch the movie.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, right?
So it's like all the honors and English and AP English teachers like, ooh, this is edgy. We'll watch a movie. He was like, all right. So I thought it was a really good one. I mean, Titanic was great, I guess. It was good. I don't know. But I think, unfortunately, I'm a little jaded to the Titanic because it sank. But also, well, punk ass boat sinks, man. I was at...
the Titanic.
Turns out that Titanic did.
Also the sequel.
Yeah.
Titanic 2. More boat.
Electric balloon. I think I'm just a little jaded because back when Titanic was in the theaters, I was working at AMC, and I think just I get triggered by that movie to the point where, like, I hate it. Like, because I had to, like, all these, you know, I had to clean up the theaters. I think it's one of those things. Like, I had to clean up these filthy theaters after the credits are still rolling and there are people crying in the aisle still. Like, oh, get over it. He died. I know. But, Cary Elwes, though, I'm gonna have to go with Cardigan Elwes.
Now, here's the thing, though, was he a romantic lead? Is I think would have to be the debate here.
On the farm, yes, a little bit.
But everything else became an action movie.
Yeah, when he became Dread Pirate Roberts, it did become a weird.
But it was the whole story of him getting, like, you know, defying death.
Yeah.
Just to be the biggest romantic. You know.
But then again, in some ways, that's why Bilford lost, is because, you know, it was more like, I don't know. Love Caroline Hughes, but... But that's not his name. I would have to go with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, man.
Tiebreaker to H. Oh,
dang it.
Set your heart. You know it to be true.
Moving on.
Oh, come on.
By the way, Harold liked the pain in my face.
Yeah, dude.
This is a whole body experience right now.
Because... We discussed this earlier. Was it last episode? Last episode. About they can't remake Princess Bride.
Oh, yeah. We brought that up. That rumors were going around that they were going to remake Princess
Bride. You also can't remake Titanic.
Turns out, no. Logistically and in film.
Well, technically, they did. That's
it's called Titanic. It was a remake. Actually, the remake of Titanic was Armageddon, right? No? Am I getting that incorrect? Oh, man. But I'd have to go Leonardo DiCaprio.
Boo this podcast.
Titanic.
I feel like Dennis and Kobe.
I know you hated it, but it's not like you worked in a peep show or anything. At least you're only crying, like, you know, just mopping up tears and that other stuff.
Hey, man, I don't know.
But again, we're
that's how good the movie was.
Some of those men are kind of sketchy. If we're basing it on our podcast, whatever this
the
is.
The standard of romantic.
It's romantic. Yeah. It's romantically.
And
so,
Romeo and Juliet is pretty much the standard of all romance movies, stories. And it's great because, you know, no change in dialogue.
Yeah.
And they went with the original. It's still, and I still don't understand. Leguizamo. John Leguizamo. With two guns. So good. All right.
Who said that was a good idea?
Looks John like Leguizamo did.
Okay. Just to go back with Sharon Sossaman, what's Claire Danes up to nowadays?
Remember that one time she talked about the Philippines. It always goes back to stuff we know about the Philippines.
Yeah. What did they say about the Philippines?
And she said it was a dirty place, and everyone was like, oh, boo, this woman. And I'm like, have you been to the Philippines? It's slightly dirty. Like, she wasn't like trashing it. She was just saying it's different from what she's. Anyways, all right, moving on.
There it is.
Matthew McConaughey.
McConaughey.
Star of How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Mm-hmm.
The Wedding Planner, which
I did lose
like, that movie.
Contact.
He did love Jodie Foster.
There was a
Interstellar where he was staring at stuff.
Yeah.
One of my favorites, Ghosts of Girlfriends Past.
I've seen that
various
one.
Car commercials.
And, you know,
and
Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
But mostly, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days against Justin Timberlake from Trolls and Friends with Benefits, if you've ever seen that one, which is a great movie.
Justin Timberlake. The answer is Justin Timberlake.
This is on the power of Trolls alone. This is by him singing True Colors. You see Matthew McConaughey sing anything?
I like calling him Just.
Just call him JT.
No.
JT.
JT's two syllables.
Just. That's the one.
I'm going to have to go with McConaughey. McConaughey. I love The Wedding Planner. I don't know why, but like him and J-Lo just worked.
It's because of that giant the trash thing coming right at her.
It was so,
and like, no one's going to save her, but like even Bridget Wilson was like, damn.
Yeah, it is what it is. Sorry, J-Lo. Like, oh, here goes Matthew McConaughey. And I did actually like how to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Great chemistry. And I know it's counter to what I said earlier about Tom Hanks being like the non-traditional lead because he's not, you know, handsome per se. But, you know, I guess on the other side of that spectrum, Matthew McConaughey is that epitome of like handsome lead role in a romantic anything, comedy.
You say he's on the spectrum? I mean, just goes, all right, all right, all right.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. It could be. I'm no expert, but his speech pattern, man.
This is very familiar.
I know. We're losing demographic copyright.
We're just offending everybody.
We're trying to get on SNL.
And we can say that.
Sorry, we're Asian. We can say that. Not really. But.
So, yeah.
That's our excuse all the time. Yeah, we're Asian.
Okay, here we go. We're third tiebreaker for
Harold. Why can't you guys agree on things?
We did the first few.
I know. I don't know how you guys... I gotta go McConaughey just for...
All right.
Who's that?
I don't know. It's McConaughey on the spectrum.
All right.
I don't know
this
how that's going to sound.
Matthew McConaughey doing Borat.
All right.
That's a good one.
It sounds like the beginning of the guy from the Cha-Cha Slide.
All right.
Bring him back now, yeah.
Yes. All right, last one of the first round, and then we go into round two. John Cusack from pretty much all the
80s
ones, mm-hmm. including the more recent one. Well, we'll go with Star Would Say Anything because mm-hmm. holding a giant radio. But recently, High Fidelity. You ever seen High Fidelity? And Serendipity, which is Serendipity.
Okay.
He goes against, I can't believe I'm using this as a first example, but Patrick Swayze.
Oh. Oh, wow. Okay.
Who is now starred in Ghost.
Yeah.
And Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, dude.
And Roadhouse. But
Another romance. Romance.
Yeah, he was in love with the roundhouse.
He loved his knuckles, man. Oh, I think I'm going to have to go with Patrick Swayze on this one. Just because, yeah, Ghost hits you different, dude. It's just crazy. Yeah.
Agreed.
I can't even speak. Yeah, just thinking about, like, oh, man.
You know what's funny? We don't talk about Patrick Swayze enough on this thing.
No, we don't.
You know why?
Roadhouse.
Because Ghost makes us cry.
Yeah, I just kind of like stop for a second. Like, oh, God.
You know how like La Bamba is like my tearjerker number one? Yeah. Ghost is my tearjerker number two.
Yeah, dude. The first few strings of Unchained Melody makes you like kind of choke. I was like, oh God.
No, when they do the instrumental version, when they're like, when you finally see him, oh, damn it.
Oh, when he's ghosting out.
I mean, my contacts are dry. All right, so.
Except, you know, at a certain point, he was kissing Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah. No, Whoopi Goldberg was kissing Demi Moore. And
was
then,
it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So was it hot?
Yeah, I know. Did it make it hotter?
Was it two girls, one ghost?
If you close your eyes.
It's the same thing, right? Yeah. All right. So let's move on to the second round. We're going to go back on the other ones here. Let's do Adam Sandler versus Leonardo DiCaprio.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Shouldn't be too hard for you.
I think, yeah.
Romeo and Juliet or 50 First Dates. I would, oof. Unfortunately, I would have to go with a cap.
Really?
You know, and again, it's just because we're going with romantic leads. And, I don't know.
You used, are we having breakfast? Because it smells like waffle in here.
You used Hugh Grant. And you said Hugh Grant, one of the things that's great about him is the bumbling character.
British, yeah.
But that's Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Yeah.
Both characters with 50 First Dates, with...
Wedding Singer.
Wedding Singer, you know, Spanglish.
Spanglish, yeah.
You know, I think...
Oh, that, forgot about that one.
Yeah, that's one... Zohan. But I do remember that, you know, that
he loved the sticky.
So you know what? I am gonna waffle. I'm gonna go Sandler because of Zohan.
You know what? It's funny.
You don't mess with Zohan. No,
you know what? I know. Quick aside as usual, but Zohan is on Netflix.
Yes, it is.
Oh, is it really?
It has been on my resume watching thing for like 2 weeks because I keep watching it. So it's like, resume watching, I'm like, I'm going to go back to before Mariah Carey shows up.
Sweet spot right there. Okay, just to make things hard, I'm going to go with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, the irony of coming back.
Yes.
Yeah, Adam Sandler wins it.
All right.
Like, sorry, man.
I know you're listening to this, DiCaprio. Yeah. In between models.
Yeah, you're really hurt from your Once Upon a Time in Hollywood stuff. And then we go to Matthew McConaughey versus Patrick Swayze.
Dude. There's a lot of beautiful hair between those two guys.
You're right.
You know? I just have hair envy. I'd go with Swayze again. I think freaking Ghost is in my head now. So it's just like such a powerful movie. God.
Are you crying?
Yeah. I was
like, why are you crying right now?
His love transcended death, man.
He's able to murder from the other side for love.
Did he really murder the guy?
No, the guy accidentally ran into the window.
But still, though.
No, he totally really murdered help. Willie Lopez. That
yeah.
He killed that guy.
Yeah. Okay.
He pushed him into traffic.
Like, is that the guy?
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about him, like, pushing the dude into traffic.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Swayze.
All right. That was very Swayze.
Swayze. Sorry, Mahan.
P.S. All right. Tom Hanks versus Ryan Gosling.
Oh, God. Wait.
I'm going to go Lou first because...
I'm going to go with Baby Goose. Sorry. The Notebook again. I know I'm very like top heavy with like one movie dominating the thing. But
yeah, I mean that...
Noah in The Notebook just, again, makes me tear it up again. Timothy Hanks?
I'm going to go with Timothy. And you know, you've been harping on the same thing over the and notebook. Over again. But, I mean, let's go with, you know, Forrest Gump.
Oh, true.
You know,
yeah.
Still, for him. Not if you take away Sleepless in Seattle and You Got Mail, you still have all those other things, and you gotta give him Big. technically that was a romantic movie. Yeah. I will have to go with Timothy.
Dang.
Philadelphia, super romantic.
Yeah. Sorry. He loved Antonio Banderas.
Was that him?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I don't remember. I just remember Denzel, but that was his attorney.
Dennis's argument got me, dude. I'm going Tom Hanks.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Canada.
That's a great argument, man. I was like, damn. Forrest Gump.
But La La Land.
He really loved Jenna.
Jenna.
Okay, La La Land.
Aside.
Movie?
It's a thing. It's one of those, like, I saw it. It's like, all right, this is fun. This is good. But then afterwards, like, oh, it's okay.
This is my thing with La La Land. Everybody hyped it up to me because they said it's a modern musical, and that obviously I'm gonna love it. The first song is fantastic, and I listen to that song all the time. And that is the only song from that soundtrack I listen to.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Because you know, dun, 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 that's like a dope piano intro.
Yeah,
and had nothing to do with Ryan Gosling, but Ryan Gosling in Crazy Stupid Love, because he had his abs out in that one. That's a good movie.
Okay. Tom Hanks.
Castaway.
Make love. Halloween,
checkmate.
Making love to that volleyball. I mean, those holes didn't... Anyways.
It did deflate us. We don't know how it happened.
No natural progression on that whatsoever. Ben Affleck versus Hugh Grant.
Ben Affleck.
Huge Grant. That's what the prostitute said.
I'm gonna go with Hugh Janus. I gotta go Hugh Grant.
Ben Affleck.
I like Ben Affleck.
But romance, dude.
Romance. He was great in Chasing Amy.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, and yeah. We didn't talk about that one yet. Okay, yeah.
But, you know, in the end, he didn't win.
Oh, that's right.
You know.
He didn't chase.
Finger cuffs. Yeah, he didn't chase. He didn't chase Amy hard enough.
Now, if he chased him, like, if he was Batman, she'd be dead.
Because for some reason, Ben Affleck's Batman, murder.
He would have gunned her ass down.
Like, every scene, murder somebody.
But is there any Batman movie that they didn't kill anybody?
That's true.
No, he's always got to kill somebody.
Yeah.
Even like, off screen, it's like, I'm pretty sure that guy did.
like Nolan, everybody did. Like, there was no way none of those people like that fell like during the train. You know, like,
oh, when he was bungee cord jumping and pulling those guys out, I'm pretty sure like half of those guys had heart attacks.
I'm sure that subway like fell on some homeless people, dude.
Yeah, pretty sure. And then Ra's al Ghul died.
That's true.
Unless he had some crazy dodging power.
I just don't have to save you. You're killing him. Yeah. That is murder,
this
bro.
This is happening.
By definition,
it's murder.
You're not innocent, man.
Just because you like shoot somebody and then walk away, it's like still murdered him. Bro.
It wasn't the bullet that killed you. It was the bleeding out.
It wasn't the train that killed you. It was the train running into the building.
It was a sudden stop.
Yeah, the brakes didn't work too well.
I know.
So or gonna, too well.
Yeah. You know, when you block the train with your face. Just like you're Mr. Bean. Anyways.
Wow.
So
that might improve Mr. Bean's face. Oh. And he'll look like he really
He could have gotten that Love Actually role.
He was in Love Actually.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Actually?
You don't remember Mr. Bean in Love Actually?
No, I don't now.
Really?
I seriously
you remember Mr.
No,
Bean?
No, I don't remember.
I mean, I remember just, Rick. You know, I remember Rick Grimes like, was in
is
there.
Is this one of your Spanish
no,
jokes?
No. Yeah.
It was the
Senor Bino.
Senor Bean.
No, he's in Love Actually. He interacts with Alan Rickman.
I gotta watch it again then. I don't even remember that part.
Yeah,
okay.
He's the guy that sells him the necklace.
Oh, I gotta watch it again. Okay.
Yeah, you would think that with his face, you would remember him.
Yeah,
and because
he
takes
like a beard on, or
no, he takes like a million minutes to like to wrap his thing because he like Alan Rickman's like, oh, this is a present, and like you know Emma Thompson's like, oh, you know, it's a present for me, but it's actually for the hot girl at the office. Remember that storyline?
Yeah, kind of. But all right, I gotta watch it again.
You know, Professor Snape when he's just like,
yeah, I was gonna say.
So yeah, Hans Gruber killed Mr. Bean. All right, semifinals. Tom Hanks, or
Thomas
from what I've learned, Otom Shank. Oh. That's right. Simpsons reference. Take that. So, Otom Shank versus Hugh Grant.
I'm going to go with Tom Hanks on this one, even though I was a Hugh Grant stan, but I'm going to go with Tom.
The only thing I would go against with Tom is that he was the one that did the advertisement for the new Grand Canyon.
That's the only thing good against Tom Hanks?
Did he really? I don't remember.
That's why he was
the Canyon Arrow?
No. outside of the dome.
Simpsons
movie.
Oh,
wow! Well, first of all, Dennis is a high five for that.
I guess think about that one.
No, when he said it, I was like, and then, like, you know, like,
did you just do the Robert Redford nod? You are a living meme, dude.
Yes. Oh, by the way, that silence was Harold nodding.
Yes. I don't know if you guys picked that up. I didn't put my forehead against the microphone. So you guys get... All right. So, Tom Hanks?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you said...
Okay. So Tom Hanks makes it into the finals because he's...
Tom Hanks.
Bob Shank. Adam Sandler versus Patrick Swayze. The match I never thought I'd want to see.
I know.
But now I can't not see it.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Before we go on, Dennis had to back up from his chair to prep himself.
So we have Dirty Dancing and Ghost versus
Fifty First Dates.
Wedding Singer.
If we are going romantic leads, it would have to be Patrick Swayze for me. Lewis has been using Ghost as his movie. I would go Dirty Dancing also, just because it's the typical, even though he was like, what, 30 when...
Yeah.
And Jennifer Beals was 15.
The word is statutory.
And, you know...
But in the 50s, it's cool, so, I mean...
Her nickname's literally Baby. Yikes.
And you know why he put her in the corner, right?
Oh, no!
So, with that... With that transgression aside, I'm going to go with Swayze.
I agree with Dennis on this one. I think we're looking at romantic leads. Patrick Swayze's got to be it over Sandman. If this was a comedy show off, obviously different.
Because I don't know. Swayze too.
What has he done?
He's in Ghost.
Hilarious.
No, that one SNL sketch.
Yeah, with
Vince Farley. That's true.
That's Will Ferrell. Oh, man, that's a tough one.
That's going to be
forever. Was Will Ferrell. Chris Farley romantic lead, too?
Well, he was a romantic lead in Tommy Boy.
He was.
And then he was there in Black Sheep. And he was a romantic lead in Beverly Hills Ninja.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
He was Haru. All right, so we go on to the finals. Before we go into the finals, we should just take a quick break and, you know, just think about all these great romantic movies that we talked about and how it's just a funny thing for me that we're actually talking about, like, with Patrick Swayze at least, and someone with Tom Hanks, not romantic comedies, but actually, like, romantic movies.
Exactly. And I think that's what's, at least for me, that's what's kind of guided me to where we are, you know. I mean, I think maybe it might have been disservice to somebody like like Carlos Hughes and Adam Sandler because of the style of the delivery and everything.
True.
Since we are going with romantic leads, then that's why we are here in this moment right now.
Yeah, I like this matchup, to be honest, because, like, yeah, I mean, not that Tom Hanks isn't funny, but, yeah, he does have a lot more charisma, I want to say. I mean, like you said, Tom, excuse me, Patrick Swayze isn't exactly, you know, a cardboard cutout either, but I think Tom Hanks gets across, or at least he relates to a lot of people just by sheer humor and charisma, and, like, he's got that everyday appeal to him that a lot of people like. That's what I liked about him, too, because, like, you know, unlike, I mean, there's people like Adam Sandler and other comedians on your list that I like to emulate more. But Tom Hanks, when you see him up there, is like, all right, I could be that awkward. Or, you know, we've been in those awkward positions and we've been in those, you know, different little situations where it's not exactly romantic, but it's, you know, it's funny. And, you know, nobody's, at least not in my lifetime, I'm not going to have Patrick Swayze's abs or be able to lift a person over my head like he did in Dirty Dancing. But, you know, it's good.
If you could go back in the bracket and wish someone else was in the finals, who would you take?
Baby Goose. The Notebook, man. Come on, dude. That's literally why I named my kid his name. Actually, no. Yes.
Wow. Yes, it is. You named your son Gosling? Yes. I keep calling him Noah.
Should we start calling him Gosling? What's up, Ryan?
What's up, Camper? I mean, that's right. Take it back.
I honestly think that based on everything that we had, these were two people that I think should be in the finals. So no, I don't think I would be able to choose anybody else.
Okay. And then lastly, if you could add or, you know, think of someone else who could have been in this tournament, who do you think
should have been? Ooh, okay.
Besides Cary Grant.
Besides Henry Golden. Yeah.
That's it. That's the only two I can think of. You got me. Excuse me. That's a good question. Who else would I have chosen?
If I may, I think we talked about it in the chat, so I'm gonna try to cheat, but I would love to have done a female bracket. Because yes. I think there's lots of great female leads who just like Julia Roberts came up in like a bunch of the movies that we talked about. So I think she would have been a great, you know, candidate in this one. Or actually, I think I like what you did and said, like, we'll revisit this another time with all-female bracket.
What I was thinking was we should do an all-female bracket.
Awesome.
With an all-female cast.
All right. I like that idea because there's a lot of great female actresses. That's
so redundant, we'll bring women? People we know from the opposite sex.
Do we know women?
We know women. I mean,
I was about to make a Chris Benoit joke, but
he knew her a little too well.
I'm sorry. I don't know. Oh Lord. Oh, anyway, so yeah, that'd be my choice.
Put the baby in the corner, sir.
Yeah. Yes. Then he left her there.
You gotta let the dogs out there.
Okay.
Anything? You think of anyone?
I'm sorry.
Did you think of anybody?
No, I've been too busy laughing over there. Going back to the very beginning of this whole thing, that guy from
The Cutting Edge. No,
not D.B. Sweeney. The guy from
My Best Friend's Wedding.
I don't know. There's just something about his smile that just melts my heart.
He was in something recently. I can't remember what it was. Was he in Shazam?
He was Henry Golding?
Yeah, Henry Golding was in Shazam. That's Adam Brody.
There was an Asian guy in Shazam, right? Was that Henry Golding?
The little kid?
No, that was a Long Duk Dong. Who should have been one of the romantic guys. Yeah. Well, I was thinking also, what's his name? Oh, I can't remember his name. But Ducky from...
Oh, yeah.
But then
from 16 Candles. From
Pretty in Pink, but he never... He got friend-zoned pretty hard.
Yeah, the consolation prize at the end. So, like, off topic, but my wife made me... Not made me, but, you know, I finally watched this movie, Pretty in Pink, and, like, I'm kind of mad at that ending, dude, because, like, yeah, you're right. He totally got consolation prize and kind of friend-zoned. And, like, but even though, like, you know, people say, oh, he's still hooked up with someone. It's like, no, man.
That's not what he wanted.
Exactly, dude. It's like, he wanted the steak and he got, like, the chicken fingers. You know, what's that about? What a great analogy. Sorry, whatever that actress's name was. You chicken fingers.
Isn't that Janine?
Was it? From where? Oh, from Ghostbusters? Was it? Okay. I got it. I could be wrong. But anyway, I was just so mad at that scene. I was like, why are you going back to him?
You just called her Dino Nuggets?
I just thought of somebody. Uh-huh. William Smith.
Oh, yeah. Oh, see, I was right. This is the thing is, I was going to put Will Smith in, and I should have taken Sandler out, just because we do discuss those two an awful lot. But Sandler does so many good... Yeah.
I think we need to ban William Smith and Sandler from the
discussions.
For further episodes.
Brackets. I was thinking of, for the Will Smith one, I was like, Hitch. Mm-hmm.
Hancock.
That's what I was thinking. I was literally thinking that. But the whole point of that movie is for them to be separated.
Yeah, they cannot be together. Yeah, they'll like, kill each other.
Or like, you or know,
their natural disasters.
Charlize Theron will, you know.
Yeah.
But go Atomic Blonde. Yeah, what else? I was thinking that, and then 6 Degrees of Separation, but he was a gay teenager.
Yeah, right? he was.
And then Wild Wild West.
Well, his only, Black.
Yeah, no, you know, romantic.
Bad Boys.
Like Rosario Dawson for a second in Men in Black 2.
Yeah.
You're right.
But like literally it was like, yeah, Bad. Then I was looking at the Bad Boys movies and I was like, nothing. Because he spends the whole time trying to be a player in both of those movies.
So. Yeah.
And that's kind of the whole plot. Yeah. Right.
No, one more. What? Aladdin.
I was thinking of that, too.
Guess the girl.
Guess the girl.
Yeah, I was thinking of that, too, but I didn't want to put any garbage in this. So. You know. And he got Nassim Pajad, you know. SNL didn't want Nassim Pajad. Oh. I'm just kidding. She's cute. She has...
I was waiting, but
no, she's
a jerk.
Yeah, she's got a butt. Not like a good, great one or anything.
But it's there. I
mean, she's not pooping out of nothing.
And we have just lost the last of our demos.
Yes. So all the flat-butted women,
welcome to the podcast.
Bring it on. All right. So now that you've paid attention to our rambling, we get to the finals, and now we'll find out who's the most romantic man we've ever seen in our lives.
Okay, so real quick, this is the way I see it, okay? Making out with... making out.
hey, I can imagine.
I know, making out. this, by the way, the what do you call it? The pottery scene.
Ooh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Pottery scene, and then the final dance where he lifts the
girl.
Lifts
his baby over his head.
You know, and so that's one. Mm-hmm. Okay. But then you go back and you think of Tom Hanks. His son is sleeping on his leg, and he's talking about his wife and talking about just the first time he fell in love with his wife is the first time he held his hand and everything was magic.
Mm-hmm.
Just that for me, you know, and the very last scene of 50 Fifty First Dates. Very last scene of You Got Mail, where Meg Ryan and him finally see each other, mm-hmm. and there's this you know, it's one of those things where the only thing he says, you know, he says to them, "Hello, shop girl." That's it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the only thing you with just their chemistry. It's like it's love. That's what love is all about. I'm gonna go with Tom Hanks.
I don't know. Using the same metrics you just used, I'd have to go with. Patrick Swayze, because yeah, you're right. The power of that, the clay making.
That's the power of claymation.
Claymation. You know, at the very, very
end. It's Gumby, damn it.
At the very, very end, there was a claymation.
Yeah, those are the guys that grabbed him, right?
that, and then maybe it's just the power of the movie, too, of Ghost. Like, it was just so well made. I love a romantic comedy, too, and Tom Hanks is epitomized the best of the best of that. But yeah, for a romantic lead, I think Patrick Swayze has to be. I know it was a slip of your tongue, but I can imagine making out with Patrick Swayze. If I had a choice
between Tom Hanks imagine and Patrick Swayze. Both making out. And I'm like,
if I was to go to summer camp and I was forced to be there, like, hey, I'm going to hang out with that guy.
Which, by the way, good job. The fate of the whole
bracket depends on me.
Is him? Yeah, on Harold.
Yeah. No pressure.
I don't think this has ever happened. Where
no, not the final.
It's always been like an assured thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like we always
Lion King.
You guys,
yeah. Not Kobe. Oh.
Magic Johnson.
Or Shaq or Magic, man. I don't know.
So that's the end of today's episode.
Now, if you subscribe to Patreon, you'll find out.
You know what I should do? I should just give away my winner at the very end when we're drifting away when the music's playing. So people are just like what? So on Instagram, you can find us at... Oh, wait, no.
No, so our website, 2fanboys1casual.com, where you have all the articles. And I'm going to be writing an article tonight about how much of a chicken Harold is.
On Facebook, you can find us, 2fanboys and the Filthy Casual, where I'm going to post a poll of which of these two you think Harold chose.
And on Instagram and Twitter, you can find us at Tom Hanks.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, I like that.
That's how you sucker him in.
Tomathy.
Because I obviously...
Oh, Pat Stew.
Dirty Dancing and Ghost are on like a completely different awesome level. Mm-hmm. So good. Patrick Swayze is so good in both of them. And he is the lead in both of those movies. But so is Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan in both of the two of my favorite movies of all time. And Tom Hanks was in Big. Like, that's as much as it's like Dennis said, it's pretty much a romantic, it's a romance. Mm-hmm. Like a romance with, you know, growing up.
So with a 10-year-old boy.
For all of us, yeah, exactly. Who
were
young.
Exactly, because we're all thinking like, I could see down Elizabeth Perkins' shirt too. Because that's what I fell in love with. I fell in love with that job because I wanted to test toys. Like, I wanted to be the guy that says like, yeah, you know, I don't get it. I still want to go into a meeting and just go, I don't get it.
And then you get promoted.
And then I get promoted. And like, yeah, I don't get it. So, yeah. Tom Hanks for me. So,
which, by the way, I love the fact you said Pat Stew. Because this whole time I've been fighting the urge of calling him Patrick Stewart.
Patsweez.
Patsweez.
P-Sweezy. Rest in peasy. Yeah. So, according to at least two of us, or the three of us.
The very scientific method.
The very scientific method of me.
I decide.
Drawing stuff. And I don't know how the hell I ended up being at the end here. But, yeah. I who cares about these guys? I decided that Tom Hanks.
Screw it.
It all comes down to me, so, you know. I really hope everybody enjoyed that. I hope that the suspense killed you. And the fact that we started doing our sign-offs already. Because if you could see their faces while I started doing that, it was just like, it was pretty, you gotta give me a good, congratulations for a good troll job.
Yeah, we'll give you kudos for that one. Because I was gonna go along with this. Like, alright, let's do it. It's great. It's great, you followers. Yeah, we're not gonna give you the satisfaction.
Here to please you guys.
I know.
It's not the first time Harold's met.
And it won't probably be the last. Sometimes you gotta pay for it, right?
Yikes.
Patreon.
It's Patreon.
Yeah, and a paywall.
Subscribe. So by the time this episode comes out, also, besides the fact that we do have our website, which you heard about, and our Facebook and our Instagram and Twitters, which are 2fanboys1casual, we'll be working actually on our YouTube page. Mm-hmm. So we'll have maybe a video up by then. It'll be something special that, you know, the three of us will have worked on, and hopefully you guys like it. And if you guys like the content that we have on all of our pages, you know, feel free to contribute to us, give us some ideas, give us your feedback. Let us know if you want us to do something a little bit different. And, you know, like we talked about in our couple of episodes ago, we really enjoyed interviewing guests. So if you guys think that you are a compelling enough guest to come onto our podcast and you, you know, could probably hold your own here, you know, contact us. We are very open to, you know, we love the dynamic that the three of us have, but we do like it when we get new people to play with here.
Okay. That's
I was
right.
with you up until then.
That's right. That's how you keep it awkward.
So we will play with you if you come.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to come.
No, it's the opposite.
No. We'll play with you if you pay. Wait, what?
Patreon.
Patreon.
It's a new thing.
Yeah, it's a new thing. Okay. All right, so that wraps it up for our episode. We hope you guys enjoyed it. If you guys kind of agree or disagree with our bracket, let us know. If you guys want us to put a copy of the bracket up on the website or up on Facebook, we'll do that as well. You know, we love doing those little games for you guys to play so everybody can debate against each other. Because we love when you guys... So this is Harold.
This is Dennis.
This is Lewis. That's an
excellent one. That's right.
We'll put it up, people. And screenshot.
No, oh, no. Dude, I wrote all over it.
That was the longest, like...